Sharp stood at Grant's side, watching as he put the final squeeze on Lee's thinned lines. At about 11 a.m. that balmy Sunday, a War Department courier interrupted Jefferson Davis's prayers at St. Paul's Church on 9th Street to deliver a telegram from Lee. His army, which he now estimated had dwindled to no more than 33,000 men, must evacuate from Richmond and Petersburg to save it from destruction by the Federals, Lee told his president. Through the rest of Sunday and into early Monday morning, chaos overtook Richmond as Lee's ragged army fled west, hoping to resupply and then march south to join Joe Johnston's force and keep fighting. Davis and the cabinet fled the city to Danville, taking a special train carrying gold remaining in the treasury and boxes of documents not burned. Richmond citizens were left to take care of themselves. Soldiers torched public buildings, tobacco warehouses, and commissary stores, their fires spreading to other parts of the city. Libby Prison and Castle Thunder inmates were evacuated. Criminals were set free. Depositors rushed to banks to collect their gold. Others buried millions in Confederate paper money at Capitol Square. Crowds sacked liquor stores and emptied casks they couldn't drink up. Whiskey flowed in the streets, and so the city smelled of smoke and alcohol. Roads soon filled with troops and affluent white civilians fleeing the city, as blacks stood on the side silent. The night was quickly ruled by drunken looters, thieves, and pillaging mobs. Thunderous explosions from powder magazines detonating through the night and into the next day jarred Van Loo as she watched out the window of her mansion. The bursting shells rent the air and lighted the darkness, she wrote in her journal. Van Loo did what she could to help confuse neighbors who came to her doorstep in despair, lending some her wheelbarrows to save their belongings, accepting treasured items from others to keep safe in her house. She took in Unionist refugees who arrived, as well as two Castle Thunder escapees, among hundreds wandering the city, many with their heads shaved. "Word was sent to us that our house was to be burned," she recalled. "Some soldiers had said so." Earlier, Van Loo had arranged for Butler to smuggle to her in a package a 9-by-20-foot American flag with 34 stars, which proved to be no easy task for the general.